Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to the Mark Reardon Show, Brad Young in today, and I always enjoy getting a chance to talk to my friend George Rosenthal over at ThrottleNet. Hey, George, how you doing, buddy?
Very good, very good. Great to talk to you, and thanks so much for having me on. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, sir. Always love talking to you. You know, it's really funny. When we had the CrowdStrike computer virus that was hitting a couple years ago, I was on the air. And there were people here in our studio under the desk trying to fix the computers and banging on stuff while I was on the air. And then when I called to do an interview with you, I think you were at like the Federal Reserve or something trying to get their computers up. And I was thinking of that this week because as I was looking over a story, I think it was from Wired Magazine, talking about the top computer viruses in history, it was kind of a trip down memory lane. And I don't necessarily want to go through all these, but when you think about some of these big computer viruses that have hit us over the years, which impacted you the most in terms of trying to help out clients of ThrottleNet?
Oh, man, it's been such a journey for the last 25 years through IT. And you're right, viruses are no longer a thing now. But in the early 2000s, they were devastating industries all over the world. I don't know if you remember things like the MyDoom.
Oh, sure.
That was 2004. That was $38 billion in damages. And, you know, and remember the I love you virus in 2000? Everybody got these love letters in their emails, and they thought it was from some anonymous person that liked them, so they'd click on it, and next thing you know, their whole computer's gone. And, you know, back in the 2000s, those were very destructive pieces of code that were written to just do that, cause as much damage as possible. And they did. They were very good at causing hundreds of, in a lot of cases, tens of billions of dollars. But now it's kind of evolved into, how do we get paid for this?
Yes.
So if I'm going to write a code, I'm going to write a virus, how do I get paid? Back in the day, it was mostly about causing chaos and mayhem across the world. And now it's all about getting paid.
Right. And so companies across the country, and when I believe it was, I forgot which one it was, but there was a major attack on water systems and gas stations in the Southeast that really took down things. And it was obviously a ransomware situation. But sometimes I think we get lured into this false sense of security that says, well, these hackers who are trying to do ransomware attacks, they're only going after the big companies. You know, I'm just a guy that works from home. I'm just a 4-person office. But this issue of ransomware has really evolved to the point that now it impacts everybody, doesn't it?
Well, boy, you just described the show me state mentality to a T when it comes into the IT world. It's never going to happen to me. You know, that only happens to big companies. This is all about anybody getting shut down. So what they used to do, like the viruses they'd go out and cause immediate havoc. Now the malware is still part of a virus. They still use virus code to do all of this. But what they do is they sit for up to 100, 120 days on your network, watching everything and learning when the best time to strike is, how your data can be sold on the dark web, how can we lock you up and then charge you. So no matter how big you are, by the time they go to ransom you, they know how much you can afford. So if you're a small company with four people and you can only afford, let's just say, a $14,000 ransom, they know that. They're not going to ask you for $100,000 if you can't pay the $100,000, because remember, it's all about money. They just want to get paid. And what's wild about that is, you know, I guess there's honor among thieves, because you can negotiate with these people and you say, look, I only have insurance, cyber insurance, that's going to cover 25% of what you're asking for. Can we settle for that? And if you've gone through all the necessary ways to try and recover your data and try and get back on, the last thing you want to do, obviously, is pay them. And the FBI even says don't do that. But if you have to, you got 72 hours to negotiate with these people. But it's wild how just the evolution of the virus has now changed. And now there's no such thing really as a virus. It's more different types of malware that can ruin your business and your personal life.
Hey, George. Okay, the latest thing I've seen is email. Now, this came to my work email, and it was supposedly from Vanguard, which, of course, it wasn't. And it might have been misspelled, you know, the U and the A.
Yep.
But
yep.
When you first look at it, you don't really notice it, and it's at your work email, and you think they're like, okay, well, if you click here. But the world has become so paranoid that I don't click on stuff anymore. I mean, I've just jinxed myself. But
George, so right.
The fact that it got sent to work, and that's who we have. So that's what made me think of it, was when you were talking about them being on the system for 120 days. Even if somebody just tunes in for a while, they can see what the company uses, what their services are, and then they can use whatever that name is to try to get to an employee to get in.
Absolutely. In fact, right now, the biggest danger is business email compromise. It's essentially spoofing an email to do exactly what you just said. Maybe it's not a W that's in the email address, but it's two Vs next to each other that makes it look like a W. They will spoof an email address. But they've also done research, like you said. I've gotten the same kind of emails. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's wild is we have to ignore 99% of what comes across our email box from now on. And I think obviously that's going to lead to a lot of things like AI helping us search through emails and doing a lot of research on links before they're clicked on with AI and so forth to identify, bad or malicious sites that you would go to. I think a lot of that's going to change. But for right now, as it stands today, you can't click on anything unless you validate it yourself, meaning, go to USPS.com and put the tracking number in yourself. Don't click on an Amazon email. Don't click on any text messages. I get them constantly where it says, hey, we're having a picnic next weekend. Can you come? And they're wanting you to reply to make sure you're a real person. And then they'll start feeding you a link or so to infect your phone. Then you take your phone to work, and if you don't have a bring-your-own-device policy at work, you can infect your work network because you infected your phone.
Unbelievable.
It's nonstop, and it's a constant cyber war. And I would just love if the show-me-state mentality would get their heads together and go, look, this is going to happen to me sooner or later. What it comes down to is how prepared are you to recover from the attack?
And we're talking to George Rosenthal, co-owner of ThrottleNet. And George, I want to give one other quick story, and then I want to ask you about how folks can reach out to you. But in our current age of AI, I've read a lot of stories, George, where people, the scammers, the hackers over in Asia and Central Europe are using ChatGPT and other AI formats to format the emails where they used to sound like pigeon English and you could spot them a mile away.
Yes.
But now they sound perfect English because these guys are using AI to write the spam emails.
You are 1,000% correct, and it gets even scarier to the next level in the way that now they have you're going to send out an email, right? You're going to put a link in there. I'm going to click on that link and go to a website. I need that website to look as legitimate as possible.
Yes.
They are not even coders, and they're having AI write the website to make it look as legit and straight up as possibly can be. Then you have to then put software or malware onto that machine, right? Well, you used to have to be a coder, a software developer. Now AI will write the ransomware for you.
Oh, unbelievable.
Jeez. Oh,
so
that's
literally
disgusting.
You can have zero education in IT. And if you know how to get on the dark web and you know how to use AI prompting correctly or incorrectly, obviously in an unethical way, but if you know how to do that, you can wreak havoc on anybody you want. I mean, for $400 on a Bitcoin account. So if you have a digital wallet, you put $400 in Bitcoin. If I go on the dark web for $400, I can have a ransom attack set on any IP address I want. So if I'm a disgruntled worker and I know my IP address at my office, for $400, I can shut the whole company down.
Jeez,
so,
George.
Oh. And then you add on the fact that they're picking these employees and they're pitching them in saying, look, we're gonna ransom your company for $500,000. We'll cut you in $100,000 if you give us your password to get on your network or just click this email. We'll give you a good portion of the ransom if you do it. Now, you'll go to prison for a very long time if you're caught, and you will get caught, especially if you're doing that here in the United States. But that's what they're doing. It's all these different tactics. Every month is a different way that they figured out how to con somebody into getting into the network. And that's what it's all about. It's just getting into the network, sitting and watching and waiting, and then, of course, jumping on it and getting as much money as possible.
We're talking, of course, to George Rosenthal, co-owner of ThrottleNet. And, George, if folks want to reach out to ThrottleNet to find out what you can do to help them, how can they do that?
ThrottleNet.com, and you can go to ThrottleNet.com/971. We've got a great 14-minute live tour of the dark web there. If you've never seen the dark web, I would highly encourage you go to ThrottleNet.com/971. And at the bottom of the page is a video that we did a tour. We took all the precautions necessary, but we did it so that people can really see what's out there. And we show you stolen bank records. We show you guns with no serial numbers, all kinds of ways to do all kinds of crazy stuff that you never think of is possible outside of a movie or some sort of Netflix TV show. But it's out there, and it's coming for you no matter what. It all depends on how prepared you are to recover from the attack.
George, you're amazing. Hey, thanks for taking time out of your schedule today, buddy.
Anytime. I love talking to you guys, and hope you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You too, George. Hey, coming up after the break, we're going to go with you know what the time it is. Last segment of the Mark Reardon Show. It's time for the cut of the day. We'll do that next, right here, 97.1 FM Talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.